And sometimes we forget in this inner and outer life that the inner life has a direct bearing on the outer life. There is no point in you and me just being all outer and not attending to the anti-personnel minds in our inner life, when we're blaming, when we're fault-finding, when we want to get revenge, when we want to hurt somebody. We have to attend to that inner life. Human beings, we must transform it. We must work on it. And just to work on this and think, oh, if we all just changed ourselves, then the world would change. This is the view in Totnes. I live there, I know. I see it's growing in Brighton. Be careful. Life is environmental. It is an interactive event. Others and oneself are not truly different from each other. How could we be? How could the feeling of I, the feelings and the thoughts and the ideas and all that interactivity, how could it make us different? Really different? How could we be? Heads on the shoulders, here, there, there. Okay, a little variation in the bodily parts. We call it man and woman. So what? We're people of the earth. I remember an old Swami in India. We were sitting in the foothills of the Himalayas together, and we were looking out. And then he turned to me, beautiful Swami, you know, I love it. You know, not like the Buddhist shaven head and having to shave every few days. No, much more solidarity with the Swamis, you know, because more hippie culture. Long hair and beard, totally unshaven, etc. Lovely. And we were sitting there together. I was a monk at the time, and he was there. We were looking out over the valleys. And he turned to me and he said, my name was Long P at the time. Nothing to do with having a P, I might add. I get this quickly. Spiritual brother. So he turned to me, he said, Long P, he said, when you look out, what do you see? Oh, shit. Oh, God, etc. So now, whatever I said. No, you could see there and the villages there and the people in the villages looking down there and looking there. He said, what do you see? Gave, you know, whatever. Here and now, truth, reality, beauty, you know, whatever. Interconnectedness, that's, you know, anything to get off the hook. And then he stood up and he put his arms out. You know, like this, because they have the name Ananda. I don't know if you know that. Swamis always end up with Ananda, you know, etc. It means bliss. So they always like to show they're very happy. See, and the Buddhists, we don't like to show we're happy. So Buddhist monks always look rather serious, you see, etc. Just for a little education. So, you know, he stands up and he puts his hand out and looks down into the village below and people and their kids there. And he says with great passion, all that I see is none other than myself, but with a different name and form. You could meditate on that for a few years. It'd be worth it. All that I see is none other than myself, but with a different name and form. And when I stopped being English, which I stopped a long time ago, it's too embarrassing. And when I stopped, let go of all the other labels there. Once I let go of the labels, and I don't see others as a label, I'm going to see something in common. I might call myself a Buddhist. Why not? It's a nice label. I might call myself a Muslim. It's a nice label. Or a Jew, or an Arab, or a Westerner, whatever. The labels are utterly unproblematic. There's no problem in the label. There's a problem in what's invested, which means infected, into the label. And the label is not in the world. There is no such thing as a label. I can't see the label on anybody. I can't see it on myself. Where is the label? It's a complete mental construct. There is no truth in it. But we imagine, we project, we believe, we think that there is. Similarly with the nation state. It's a mind trap. Where on the earth is the nation state? Show it to me. Where? There's no such thing on the earth as a nation state. And the combination of labels and the nation state are not about the real world. Can't be. They're about living in the non-real, in the non-authentic. And when we live with the label and identify with it and build it up and with the nation state, we suffer. And when we come back to some deep truth about life, the suffering will go with it. The deep truth will disappear. We have to find out what the truth is and not live with this dreadful conditioning that we have. And that's going to need all of us to work together on this, to really explore this together, to transform what's around us and within us.